Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin series.
My name is Jason Danziger. I'm an architect, and I do mostly projects which have to do with social components.
The American received the BDA Berlin Prize 2015, an architecture award, for the Soteria project, an alternative psychiatric unit for patients dealing with episodes of psychosis.
It has to do with creating a milieu, an environment, an atmosphere, which helps heal people. And this milieu has both social components as well as physical, environmental components.
Soteria is a movement in psychiatry that began in the 70s. The therapeutic effect of the environment is one aspect of the treatment.
Even if you're in a psychotic state, you're also healthy. Because in psychiatry, there isn't a clear dichotomy between health and disease. There's always a little bit of both. No one is just simply sick.
This is psychiatrist Dr. Martin Voss. He and Danziger developed the Soteria at the St. Hedwig Hospital in Berlin. They came up with a common vocabulary between architecture and psychiatry. Danziger addressed the issues of perception. How does a patient with a shifted perception experience space? He focused on color, the distribution of light, material, and shape.
The beds, for example, wanted to say more or less, I am a bed. So we worked with archetypical forms of beds, something you might find on a farm. I was actually thinking about some beds that I had seen in children's books from Dr. Seuss.
Each of the 8 bedrooms have different color schemes and custom-made furniture. A huge oak table is the centerpiece of the kitchen and living room area at the Soteria. Danziger also chose a wooden floor for the communal space.
It's a real oak floor, and that always has a kind of a characteristic and a quality which is very comforting, which is very real. It's oak, you know, it's something you like.
Patients, doctors, and social workers cook and eat together. The goal is to create a community, to interact at eye level, says Dr. Voss.
You say if you calm down everyone by a very calming environment, if you reduce stress, that's almost the same effect as the medication has. Of course, not entirely, but we can clearly say we can reduce the doses, and we can find a much more individual solution for each patient.
I asked the patient about his experience at the Soteria. We won't reveal his name due to patient confidentiality.
It's not closed all the time. It's open. People can leave. People can invite friends to come over. It all flows together. It's a concept that works.
The most important part for him,
to have the possibility to be.
For NPR Berlin, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.